What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Sneaks and Stats Podcast, episode 51. Yes, EJ is miming only today. New rule, he cannot speak. So,
unless he says jinx three times.
Thank you for joining us on this beautiful Monday morning. And, you know, Party Corner.
Party Corner in the house.
What is up?
We never forget you.
Except for that one time.
Serious Corner.
Hey, guys, calm down. You keep it up. You guys, easy. Calm down.
Keep it up.
Do not forget to subscribe to us on YouTube. This is us. Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Threads, and X, where we post all sorts of wacky hijinks.
Wild stuff.
It's censored. It's so wild.
Be careful.
It's shoes mostly, but it's still like, whoa.
Whoa. What's up, Statstifer, Dadstifer?
Oh, you know how it is.
Check this out. Number 51.
Oh, I assumed no one's ever worn this.
For episode 51, Michael Ruffin. Do you remember him?
Wow.
Crazy.
Did he play for the Kings?
He might have. I didn't put his teams on here. He played for a bunch of teams.
I was like, Bulls, I was trying to think, yeah.
Wizards.
Definitely the Wizards, yes.
That's what I remember him too. Yeah. And then Stefano Rusconi from the Suns in 1996. Hub Reed and Barry Sumpter.
Wow. I don't know pretty much any of
those. None of those guys. But those are the famous 51s.
I just found a guy today because I saw Dr. J posted something.
Yeah.
And it was like he played for the Sonics back in the day, mm-hmm. and his nickname was Slick. I was like, well, that's a pretty cool nickname.
Detlef Schrempf. No?
It was not Detlef Schrempf. Slick Watts.
That's his real name? Oh, no, Slick's his nickname.
Slick is the nickname.
Okay.
He only played in the NBA for like 6 years.
Uh-huh.
But in that time, at one point, he led the league in 1976. He was the league leader in assists.
Damn. And
also in steals. First time that's ever happened.
Disher.
But then, like, out of the league, like, 3 years later.
Really?
Yeah, playing for some team in Alaska that was a part of the Eastern Basketball Association.
Whoa.
And
never even heard of that.
I was like, Alaska's kind of west, I guess, depending on how you look at it.
Right.
I was like,
east if you're like upside down.
And then they changed it to the Continental Basketball Association.
Yeah. Did they get absorbed by the NBA or something?
No. That's they just crazy. Ceased operations.
It's kind of crazy. Like these players, sometimes they're in the NBA, they're actually pretty good, and then you just don't see them again. You know?
No, they're just gone.
Yeah, right?
I always wonder if it's like a locker room thing. Like you see, I feel like for the last 3 or 4 years,
mm-hmm.
you've seen like, oh, put. Like, there's three guys in my head that I see this with. It's like, put Dwight on a team. Put DeMarcus Cousins yeah. on a team. How is he not in the NBA? And then Isaiah Thomas. How is he not in the league? Like,
yeah.
And I wonder, I feel like for Dwight and Boogie, it could be like a locker room thing. Because
kind of like a...
they've always had
like
kind of...
like to speak their mind and...
Yeah. Isaiah Thomas, I don't really know enough about to know if like it was a lot. I mean, obviously the height is not helping him.
Yeah, but I mean, offensively, he's just like... a lot of players that are in the NBA right now.
Yeah, but he just can't guard because he's too tiny, so short. Yeah. Yeah, so that one kind of makes sense. I don't know. I could have seen DeMarcus Cousins having a longer NBA career than he did.
Right, but shout out to him. He won a championship recently with that team he's on in China or wherever he's at.
He definitely should have won a championship in China. That's for sure.
Just dominating.
Yeah. Speaking of winning championships.
Yeah. Oh God.
I guess we have to bring it discuss up. It. Yeah. Yeah. The Celtics. Handily won Game 5 of the NBA Finals over a week ago now,
mm-hmm.
and have been on their championship tour since then.
Yeah,
just
it happened.
Cutting up.
We didn't want it to happen, but it happened. I saw a cool post. It was random jerseys seen at the parade.
Oh, that's a great post.
Yabusele, do you remember him?
I forgot his first name. I know that name.
But I was like, wow.
Jonas Jerebko.
Jerebko was one of them.
No way.
He was. Wow. Yeah, someone had that there. Someone had a Sullinger. There was a couple Sullingers.
Jared Sullinger.
Yes.
Wow.
There was a couple Ola Knicks in there.
Okay.
He was a fan favorite. Kemba, who was had a pretty good.
He had a couple, little resurgence couple years there.
With Boston, or
I think
one
just
year?
One.
Yeah, but he was pretty
I could
good
be
there.
Wrong though.
That's kind of like the random ones that I saw. That pretty cool to see.
Trying to think of who else. You know what would be really weird to me, especially because I don't feel like he would like it anymore?
Bison but, Daly.
Oh, that'd be an interesting one. a Rick Fox Celtics jersey?
Yes.
That'd be weird.
What's weird with
I'd
Rick...
I'd be pissed.
Yeah, I'd be pissed too. What's weird with Rick Fox was even back then, I knew him as a Celtic, which was crazy when he came to us because I was like, yes.
Whenever someone plays for the Lakers and like... coming from the Celtics, it's always kind of like, huh? Like Rondo, I was a little like,
yeah,
are you a mole? Are you trying to take us down
why,
from the inside?
Why are you here?
Yeah, yeah. What are you doing here?
But, I mean, he won us a ring. Plus, sure. Very, he kind of like put the players where they're supposed to be, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like he was that, yeah. He was that guy for our team in 2020, I think.
You know? And now potentially joining the Lakers as an assistant coach to recently hired head coach J.J. Redick.
Great segue. Do you think it's the media pushing for Rondo to be an assistant, or do you think Redick really wants him to be there? Because how does that get out?
Well,
a lot of stuff gets out.
The Lakers seem to leak everything. Mm-hmm. So someone's putting all that stuff out there for the Lakers. And obviously...
Feelers?
ESPN really wants to run Lakers stories. It's the biggest sports market in the world right now because,
yeah.
You know, the Lakers are the Lakers, and then now you've got the Dodgers with, like... I think they have, what, 72 All-Stars?
Close. On the team right now.
On the team presently.
Yes.
Yeah, you just got... It's just a media circus, so you want to keep getting all these leaks and stuff. I think probably there is some... I do think J.J. Redick would be happy to have Rondo. But I think maybe more importantly, LeBron would be happy to have Rondo.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of a meme... But I genuinely think that LeBron does not run the show, but, like, have a ton of pull. Kind of like Magic back in the day. Like, just a crazy amount of pull with that organization.
We've had this discussion before. LeBron is kind of a, you know, if he doesn't like the coach, he'll find a way to get him out, right?
Yes.
I don't, this is kind of a tough situation because he's friends with JJ.
I think it's
weird. They have a podcast together. If they somehow start, you know, 3-10 or something like that, it's gonna be interesting to see what happens.
It's gonna be a rough podcast episode.
I'm not doing it this week.
All right, LeBron, let's break down some film. Okay. If that's what you want.
It's about time.
Coach.
He's being all petty.
About time. Also a good segue, Monty Williams got let go after 1 year in Detroit.
Yeah.
On 13 the wins. Biggest NBA coaching contract of all time so far. And so he's going to get paid like...
They're absorbing it, yeah.
So he's going to get paid his full contract, or I mean, you know, unless they agree to a buyout of some kind. He's going to get paid a ton of money, like close to $70 million mm-hmm. to have coached poorly coached 1 year of basketball.
Yeah.
So that's pretty nuts.
It's insane. That's just the nature of the business, I would say, in the last couple of years too. What have you done for me lately, right?
Oh, for real, yeah.
So, it's a sucky time to be a coach. You want to have confidence in yourself, but any little bit of disappointment, loss, you know, you kind of, it's like, well, I'm on the hot seat now.
Yeah, seriously.
Sucky position to be in, man.
I think it would be interesting if you had someone like Kenny Atkinson in Detroit.
Yeah.
Because he kind of helped turn around the Nets in those post- Joe Johnson, KG, Paul Pierce years when they traded all their picks away. So I feel like he's a good guy to help like kind of rebuild a team.
That would be good for them. I mean,
but who knows?
They are in the search now, right?
Yeah, they are.
And kind of slim pickings, I guess. Not really too many vet coaches out there. Don't know what they're looking for, especially with that type of team.
Maybe Terry Stotts could go there. I don't know if he wants to coach. Mm-hmm. Or if he's on a coaching staff right now, I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
I don't know if D'Antoni's ever going to want to coach again.
That's true.
That would be not a bad choice.
True.
Yeah, I don't know. Kind of, definitely
six
a weird
seconds
time.
Or less with Cade Cunningham
in
offense. Imagine that.
Crazy.
I saw something kind of crazy. Well, first, I want to say, you know, our thoughts to Cameron Brink. She tore her ACL, kind of sucky.
Yeah, that was a bummer.
We've been talking about her all month, really. Kind of like working her way up in the WNBA this season, but just got hurt the other, a week or 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I think earlier this week, and she's probably done for the year.
At I would this imagine point. So.
So yeah, pretty crappy. And the Sparks were doing okay. She definitely was helping. So this is a major setback, but hopefully nothing more, just a setback.
And yeah,
she'll get back on it.
And that's the second thing. You want them to all kind of grow together because it's kind of a young team, right?
Yeah.
Come on, Rikia, you got this.
Yeah, seriously. it was sucky too, like we talked about, because she was going to go to the Olympic. She has been playing on the Olympic 3x3 or 3-on-3 team. So
yeah,
they lost a player as well. So pretty crappy, but you know, she'll bounce back.
We'll probably see her at some point next season. Jeff Van Gundy is also an assistant on the Clippers now.
Yeah, you told me that. That's kind of interesting.
Him and Tyron.
He hasn't coached in the NBA in decades.
Yeah.
So I thought that was kind of an interesting hire.
But you said he's had really good pretty good success as a coach.
Yeah, he's been coaching, I think, the U19 or U18, one of the youth Olympics teams for the USA. Mm-hmm. And from what I've heard, the guys at the top of the program, I think one of the Coangelos or somebody, they really like how he's been coaching, and the players seem to be doing really well. So he had been one of my favorite basketball commentators. I think
mine
he's
too.
Got a great mind for the game. So
out of the Van Gundys, he's probably my favorite.
I like
Stan better
as a commentator. Uh-huh. I think he's a little more focused.
Yes.
But I still think I still find Stan has that humor that JVG brings. Yeah.
Yeah. Jeff is funnier, I think.
Jeff is definitely funnier, yeah, easily. But he just gets a little off track.
He does.
Sometimes,
he does.
Yeah.
And then I thought something that would be a little interesting to you. The ESPN is thinking about not... Or they haven't renewed Tim Legler's contract yet.
Wow, that would be weird.
Which is huge. One of the best...
He's been there forever,
NBA
too.
Guys. Yeah,
yeah, he's great, yeah.
Like, I love his opinion. I actually listened to him. He played. He sounds like he's not... speaking, you know, weird narratives, and you know,
he
speaks
the
truth. Yeah, he's not doing those Stephen A stuff.
He's an analytical guy.
Yes,
compared to everything else, and like you said, he's got the player experience. Mm-hmm. That would be tough to see him go.
Same.
Hey, if they could get him, I mean, who knows what's happening with TNT, but maybe he'll go to Peacock because they're trying to pick up those rights, like we've talked about.
Yeah.
So if they don't pick him up, maybe he'll end up maybe in a better... Or maybe he'll be able to help in another place. Because it would be great if for some reason ESPN didn't renew his contract, if he could go to a place like Peacock and maybe help set that culture.
Yeah.
So it's a little more, you know, it's about the sports instead of about everything else.
Right,
like,
right.
I feel like that's my problem with ESPN, largely, is that it's not often about what's happening on the court. Mm-hmm. So
it's... I mean, we... I don't know if we've said it, but it's kind of like becoming a TMZ of sports, right?
Pretty much.
You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Even I laugh because my wife will send me stuff from the SportsCenter Instagram account, but it's like, watch daughter scare mom. I'm like, this is not sports.
Basketball must be done. Football must be done.
Baseball. Yeah. Boring.
Baseball's in.
Speaking of not boring, though,
yeah,
the NHL Stanley Cup is... to a game 7 after
3-0.
The Oilers were down, I think it was the Oilers,
yeah,
were down 3-0.
Mm-hmm.
And I read that this is the first time in like 78 years that the team down 3-0 has forced a game 7.
Mm-hmm.
Could be very interesting. I think by
Florida
the time this episode comes out, yeah, we'll know who's going to win. But
yeah,
I mean, to force a game 7, honestly, at this point, it's like, it's just one game. You know,
right.
It's like, it's... who knows what's going to happen?
Have you watched hockey playoffs? They're insane.
Not recently. Back in like...
It's crazy.
Who's the Kings goalie and like...
Jonathan Quick.
Yes. Yeah. Back in that time. Yeah. I watched a lot of the playoffs.
But... And this series reminds me of the times when the Kings were good, when they won their two championships. Mm-hmm. There was one championship where every series went to 5 or 7 games, including the championship. and they won it all. It was just one of the craziest years. So maybe the Oilers can pull that off.
Definitely, I'll have to watch Game 7. That's going to be must-watch television, no matter if you watch
hockey
or not.
Really, really fun to watch, man.
Hockey is very fun to watch.
There's a lot of action going on. They're allowed to fight, you know, and it gets chippy, you know, especially in playoffs. It's fun to watch.
Sometimes, you know, I mean, I don't watch hockey pretty much ever. I do think I would like it.
Yeah.
But I also think I've been to one.
You look like a hockey player.
That's messed up. missing teeth and stuff? What do you mean? I went to the Ontario Reign, which is the Kings minor league team.
Like
that
game was lower. Yeah.
Awesome. That game was so cool. Yeah. Being in person, I feel like, is almost better for hockey than watching on TV.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. The atmosphere is almost like a soccer game, I would say.
It's like a perfect mishmash, I think, of all the other major American sports, I'd say.
And before the game, the fans bang on the plexiglass. It's loud. It's so cool, man.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Really cool atmosphere. Step it up, NBA fans.
Seriously, though.
And then, what do you... It doesn't matter. It's not an issue.
Oh.
Really? No, but what the topic of this Celtics championship being boring, kind of. I mean, I agree. It's not an issue. But what do you think that's kind of like a topic of discussion?
There's something that you can do to knock almost every NBA championship if you're enough of a hater. And if you believe in yourself, you can hate just as much as me.
And if your team is not in the finals, you're one of them.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, look, it's the Celtics, the most storied franchise in the NBA.
Yeah.
The winningest franchise in the NBA. Most NBA fans are going to hate the Celtics because they always win and they're always kind of smug and like they're kind of jerks about it. But I think while yes, I guess I could see this being a kind of boring finals. I think honestly, as it hurts me to say, it's just a testament to how good they were.
Yeah. Mavs. I think the Mavs just didn't put up enough of a fight for it to be exciting. I think that's...
No, the Mavs, I do think, kind of fell apart. I'm sure you've seen it. There's reports now that Tim Hardaway is on the chopping block.
Yeah.
And Tim Hardaway Sr. is like, oh, we're not happy here anymore. I'm like, well, I'm sure the Mavs are not happy with you either, dude. You had one good game the whole playoffs.
Your son couldn't hit the ocean with the big... No. You know,
But I just think... I think if you go back to the season starting episode, I think we both are like, yeah, you got to watch out for the Celtics. I think we ended up saying, at least me, I think I ended up picking the Nuggets to win.
We definitely thought the Nuggets were going to win, but in the East Coast, we were like, it's probably going to be between Milwaukee and Celtics. But Celtics were always in the discussion.
Like, to I be think the top. More, yeah. I think they were easily the favorite to come out of the East, like, by far. And not a great matchup for Dallas. And...
Yes.
I think the Nuggets would have been a way better matchup.
Big time.
A better series. The Celtics very likely would have won.
You think so?
I mean, if you can't even get to the finals.
That's true.
And granted, you know, the Nuggets had a different team.
That's true.
Could the Celtics have beaten last year's Nuggets? No, I don't know. Bruce Brown, Jeff Green, that team was a little different. Yeah. Jamal Murray was healthy. I don't think so.
Yeah.
But that's not who they would have played this year. So,
right.
I don't knock it. I think they're just that good.
Yeah.
Like we talked about, 1 through 7, who are all coming back. Derek White is getting a contract extension. Everyone else, Al Horford picked up his last year of his contract. They're bringing back everybody, so they're going to be good next year, which is, I think, maybe even the scarier part.
Yeah. And poor Marcus Smart, who was there for the whole rebuild, and then
you know,
they finally won. And it's just the nature of the
business. Like trading DeMar. When they traded DeMar, come on, man, that dude was going to retire in Toronto. He was not going to leave Toronto.
Right.
And they said, Kawhi Leonard, come on down.
They saw an opportunity and took it.
And it worked out. I mean, that's, yeah.
You always said, do it, though.
It's
right.
The nature of the beast. Yeah.
Really random, too. Radmanovic was on the Lakers and then left when we won.
Hey, you know, I mean,
it'd be like that.
Because I mean, Ariza stepping into that starting role really helped propel us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's hot topics.
They're so hot. Ooh, my fingers. They're on fire. Those are good jokes.
Those are good jokes.
Should we get into the shoes? Should we step in? Should we step into?
Let's step in the shoes. Nah, that's not. I don't want to do that. Okay. I realize who sang that song.
Gross.
Step this way. Step that way. There you go.
Like you said, sometimes you have to pop out.
We're going to pop out and show them our
favorite. We will be letting you know.
Our favorite shoes.
We are going to show you all of these great shoes you can buy.
That's right.
First up.
By the way, I loved all three of these. Fire.
Yeah, this was a pretty good lineup, I'd say.
A little good group here.
First up, we got the Salehe Bembury New Balance 530.
The legend Salehe Bembury.
He had a collab earlier this year that we talked about, I think, right?
He had a collab.
Maybe end of last year?
Yeah, it was the... We spoke about it for sure. It was on our new releases, the Heat Be Hot. There's two of them, yes. Like a red and blue, another dark color.
Yeah.
That was a 1906R.
Which has been a pretty hot shoe for New Balance.
On fire right now. This is the 530. He chooses, if you notice from our, when we bring up his models, he chooses like the old retro looking models.
Yes.
This is like one of the first models, really. Cool color, almost looking like a tennis ball. A cool tidbit that I didn't bring up last time.
I see the tennis ball in this.
Yes. Which is very interesting to me that I didn't know. He puts it in all his shoes. He puts his fingerprint.
Okay, I was just going to say.
Yes.
I don't really remember noticing that the first time either. But yeah, it's very clear now in the
super cool
New Balance logo that it's a thumbprint.
It's a thumbprint. It's obviously his print on whatever he is doing creatively, which is kind of a cool thing to do.
Okay, okay.
His famous pair of Crocs that everybody has, the Pollex clog slip-on, is molded from a scan of his whole fingerprint. So the whole Croc is a fingerprint.
Wow.
Super cool. But these are very, very summery, I think, for right now. Mm-hmm. It even says Salehe Bembury right there, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, cool little tag there.
Little details. They are perfect for summer. Maybe you want to play a little pickleball. Maybe you want to play a little tennis in these. Or maybe you just want to go to pick up some orange juice.
What if you want to bang around the shuttlecock in badminton?
Bang around the shuttlecock in badminton. Famous Filipino, you know, famous sport in the Philippines that everybody likes right now. I think it's the number one sport, to be honest.
Number one, wow.
Yeah. But these are... Do I have a price for these? Yeah, it's like a 90s build. The model, obviously, we were saying kind of like retro. He's had a bunch of collabs with high fashion. Like, so Moncler is a really big high fashion brand, and he has a collab with them. Mm-hmm. But mostly known for New Balance, and obviously his second pair this year.
And this pair is, according to a Sneaker Leaker, or to Hypebeast, they're supposed to release later this year.
No date.
I didn't see a price yet either.
No price, no date. Definitely just kind of slowly...
Your first leaked. They just got leaked.
Slowly leaking out the pictures. I'm sure him and some athletes have this already.
They got them, yeah.
But a really cool pair. Do you like them?
Yeah, I do like them. They're a little wild, but I mean...
The color is wild.
I think it works.
But super chill.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you think anyone ever thinks this is a Z?
Yes, for sure. Especially that it's at a slant.
At that angle, yeah.
Yeah.
Who's to say? It could be anything. Yeah, this is a nice pair. I do like all the different colors and...
And all the different materials. Obviously, the mesh in the middle is kind of a
very
staple.
Cool.
And then the furry suede along the outskirts of the shoe. And then the absorb sole that we talked about with all the other New Balance models from the past episodes. So, cool pair. Battling with... Mr. Bucklava, Action Bronson, with all the New Balance collabs for the year. That's probably like 5 million.
Yeah, they have a lot of stuff coming out. Pretty crazy.
All dope stuff, though. Really cool.
Next up, and this pair is coming out in just a few short weeks, just in time for the WNBA All-Star Game. Mm-hmm. It is the WNBA All-Star Jordan 3 collab in a desert camo colorway.
Yes.
These are pretty nice.
I love that they went with the desert camo all over.
Yes, yeah, I think it works well.
It looks good, especially with that canvas, the canvas material.
And I think we kind of talked about that when we did the Nina Chanel Jordan 3. And I agree with what you said. I like that it's everywhere, because this part here, usually, like the midsole, when it's different colors and different textures, I think that's what I don't like on the Jordan 3.
It becomes too busy.
It's a distraction. Right? Yeah. And I think having it all kind of be the same actually benefits.
Yes. Yeah. It, almost like an upper and then your white lower.
Yes.
And then cool touch with the brown. Almost like sole. A clear brown.
Very cool.
Cool hang tag to represent the All-Star Games, different from the Jumpman hang tag.
And it's like a dog tag.
So. Dog tag?
Yes.
For the Army or the services. And kind of what I like about the shoe and why I brought it up is that it's a special pair. It's coming out on July 13th, just so that you guys know.
Yeah, this pair is going to be released. It's not just going to be for the All-Stars, so it is going to come out through, I think, sneakers. And maybe just the regular Nike app and store. I'm not sure if it'll be a special release or not, but pretty cool. I mean, it's a pretty nice. If you're into threes, this is like kind of a cool one to have.
Definitely a good pair to add to your collection if you do like the threes. I think what caught my attention was it reminded me. I want to show you of a four that came out.
Okay.
Almost like the same model, except even the sole is the same color of the camo.
Yeah.
This is the Aleli May Veterans Day Jordan 4 PE, but friends and family only.
Dang.
I didn't see how many pairs exactly. I'm sure she was able to give out maybe 50 to 100.
Because it depends on how many friends you have, you know?
She's probably very famous.
You need a lot of friends.
That's right. And only, so you're not going to see this pair, really.
No.
But like the high-end collectors and shoe heads will have that, I'm sure. You know, maybe PJ Tucker has that in there in his collection somewhere. But yeah, a cool pair. I think that I like that that Nike and all these brands are kind of giving the special shoes to the WNBA players also in their in their own All-Star game and all that stuff too, because you know they deserve like really cool shoes too. And Asia Wilson got her logo. Did you see that?
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't see her letters in there.
I see the A kind of on one side, but I heard that it's not supposed to be like an A and a J necessarily. And I saw one mock-up.
Is there a W in there?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think it's A, and then the back part of it is supposed to be a diamond.
Okay.
And she's supposed to be a diamond in the rough.
That's cool.
But it doesn't really make sense to have the diamond first, especially with an A, because it's a diamond in the rough.
Yeah.
So it would kind of just flow. I don't know. It's really not a great logo.
We just work here.
Yeah. I saw a mock-up of it that added some like color, and I think it made more sense.
Yeah.
But her actual logo, how it's just essentially one stroke. It's like just black.
Ink blot.
Yeah. I'm like, it's not it.
Yeah. But also, very deserving. She deserves her shoe. So I'm kind of excited to see it when it comes out.
When the shoe comes out, it's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
Or is
leaked. Would you wear these?
Yeah, I actually think I would. Yeah.
They are kind of crazy, but I definitely would wear it. Toned down outfit, of course.
Yes. I know. I would wear these to the Met Gala.
When we get invited.
On my hands, so people notice me.
And that's how you should wear them at the Met Gala.
Exactly.
That's how they're going to expect you to wear it.
Last up for new releases, a pair. I don't even know how you found these. I could hardly find any information on these, but boy, are they cool. What a crazy shoe. It looked like you asked someone to make a moccasin in the shape of an Adidas.
It looks like our grandmas made these or something.
Seriously.
But like, they're very good at it.
But they're like the best.
Yeah.
This is the Edison Chen Adidas Gazelle Clot, which came out on June 12th. And I believe they came out through Adidas Confirmed, which I do not have at the moment. So
also, good luck finding those.
I'm not sure if they're sold out or not. The website, the Adidas page, like wouldn't open up for me.
Really?
So I'm guessing they're sold out.
High traffic.
I couldn't even find them on like StockX or anything. So
kind of a special pair.
Pretty dope.
It was kind of, I did do a little bit of a search. I wanted to get kind of a collab or a shoe that was, you know, not really talked about too much. So we found this, and there we go with the rope lace again, you know?
Rope lace. It looks like it's knit almost.
Knit everywhere.
Yeah.
It's got like a hemp bottom. Cool little backstory is Clot is a very famous clothing company, streetwear label, made by obviously Edison Chen, who made these.
Mm-hmm.
Clot has a lot of different collabs with. They have a Dunk High, a Low, a Sakai. What else do they have? A Cortez and Air Force One.
Wow.
They have stores all over Asia.
Mm-hmm.
Known basically mostly for their clothes, but their collabs now too, just because they have so many with Nike and all.
Yeah.
One of the brands that has collabs with almost everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
So very well known, from obviously based in China, started 2003. This pair is just kind of crazy.
It's crazy.
The stripes are glass beads.
Wow.
That. Are kind of, as you can see, are binded together to create the pattern of the three stripes of the Adidas. It's just the craftsmanship is wild on these, dude. And to think there's probably, I don't know how many pairs that they've made of this, but I would definitely wear those.
Yeah, I would. They're super nice. They're so cool.
I would be scared to get them dirty though. Not to be honest, because
it would probably be difficult to clean though.
It'll be over once it's dirty. Yeah.
Maybe it'll add to the charm though. I don't know.
Yeah. Hey. You never character. Know. You know,
yeah, this is a very cool pair. If you guys can find them, you know, let us know. I think I saw maybe like Sotheby's, some kind of random website where I wouldn't think to.
If Sotheby's has it, it must be hard.
It was like some random website I wouldn't think to buy shoes from, and I was like, all right, yeah,
sure,
yeah. But yeah, definitely dope collab.
We've been talking a lot about Sambas and a lot of Adidas and Gazelles,
mm-hmm.
but this one I feel like we needed to kind of get brought up, kind of a. Want to shine some light on it. Really nice pair.
Good find, because I definitely would not have seen these anywhere else. Mm-hmm. They are super dope.
Adidas 12 and a half.
Yes, one please.
Size 9.
Yes, one for him as well.
And
one for...
For the party corner.
Yeah. One for the whole corner, though. Not one per person.
If you're over there, you get one.
You get
sorry,
one. You have to
corner.
Share it.
You have to display it.
Yes. But that's it for new releases.
Thank you. That was a nice three there.
That was all you.
I would definitely wear all three of those.
Which would you wear the most?
I'd probably go the New Balance 530 is probably the one, the everyday.
Yes.
When you have your birthday party at Chuck E. Cheese, I'll be wearing those. And then when I ball you up at the gym,
at Chuck E. Cheese, which
I do all the time,
Chuck E.
the threes at Chuck E. Cheese.
Yes, yeah. That gym.
The jungle
Chuck
gym.
E. Cheese. I think I would wear these the most. I mean, like you said, I would be nervous to mess them up, but
yeah,
they look so nice and
super
comfy,
nice,
kind of.
Yeah,
That's
a fashion statement right there.
Speaking of picking shoes, I believe
did you pick some shoes for me?
Yeah, here
for us.
There you go.
It's these.
I believe it's time to cop or drop.
Ooh.
What could it be this week?
Excited.
Last week you mentioned you wanted to talk about one pair upcoming in this copper drop. You said we should talk about them more, so I thought I'd throw them in here.
Okay.
And the other pair we did actually cover when they came out at the end of last year. Two skate shoes.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the New Balance Numeric 480 and the Vans Avenue 2.0 Knit.
I already know your answer. Don't even.
Not, all right, see
ya. Really good two pairs to choose, bro. These are, the shape is fire.
Like, the shape is crazy.
It's got almost the sock liner copying kind of the style of the Adidas running shoes that have the sock liner as well, upper. But the shape of the Vans has gotten into the world, the realm of comfort, better mm-hmm. soles, lighter soles. They've gotten away from the waffle sole. As you can see with this, they got better technology for their skater shoes, right? Even their casual shoes, like just the old school,
mm-hmm.
and their skate highs all are lighter and have a better sole for more comfort. Thank mm-hmm. God, because Vans will kill your feet. But Those, I mean, fire.
They're pretty nice.
They are entering the skateboarding world.
They are, yeah, and that's this is kind of one of their entries. They've had a lot of...
Look out, Nike SB, because...
They're coming.
They're comfortable, too.
And they're balanced. They have, for New Balance, they have a non-numeric. Okay. That's their skate line, is the numeric of the 480 that more or less looks the same. I'm sure this one maybe has some extra padding and stuff like that. And then same with the Vans. There is a non-knit version. This pair, believe it or not, only $99. And then over here, these are $130.
Wow.
So, a bit of a price difference.
See? So, yeah. You can see they've stepped it up. I'm going to go with the New Balance. I'm going to have to go with the New Balance. Just because those pictures that we've seen, you know, in the green, like green colorway,
yeah.
Those are crazy.
Yeah, that's the Team USA pair. And yeah, those are super nice.
Super nice.
They put any colors out like that. I haven't been crazy about the low top colorways. There's a high top that's all black with a gum sole, and I'm mm-hmm. like, I like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, if they get some different colorways,
okay, could bread
be crazy.
A little bread colorway right there.
A little kind of orangey.
It's more of orange. Oh, it is orange. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, shattered backboard.
What do you think? I feel like if you cut that right there, that could be
a dunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
What do you think
it's
about that?
It's the dip right here.
Yeah, you that's what does mean? It. I mean, it's a really small part of the shoe. I think the rest of it doesn't really look like a dump. Mm-hmm. Dunk?
A dump?
Looks like a dump. This shoe looks
I'm out
awful.
Of this dump. Yeah.
Do you have any thoughts on, like, if they're if you think they're trying to bite? Obviously, the dunk, as we talked about many times, does very well for itself, but...
There's definitely an influence.
Yeah.
Where you cut it off, I think, is definitely...
It's noticeable.
Noticeable and looks like a dunk. I would even say if you cut off the upper and just see, look at the sole, it's a little more straight.
Yeah.
But it does kind of remind me of a Nike SB as well. A dunk.
Yeah.
A dunk low.
Yeah.
Or high. But it has a character of a New Balance if when I look at it.
Yeah. No. Yeah, the
right?
rest of it.
Like
does,
they've definitely done their own. Definitely had their own unique look to their skate shoes, which I like too. They're not exactly copying, you know, but like this shoe is beautiful. Like I would definitely wear that too.
Yeah.
So, as much as I'm torn, I would still go with the New Balance. For how do you think they come up with the numbers? We'll look that up.
We need to get some inside info on the numbering system. Yeah, I don't know.
They're like, great pair, Julian. What do you want to name them?
I would 480. What time is it?
Yeah, 4:80 o'clock.
4:80 o'clock. I am super late.
I'm tired.
Because
there's every combo of numbers you can think of in New Balance. Right?
Yeah,
1906, 2002, 593s, 594s,
597.
1906 R. That's right. Yeah. Now they're adding letters. They're running out.
They're running out of numbers.
They're putting exclamation marks and question marks.
It's a little weird because it's like even just when I look these up on the New Balance website, I type 480 and they also are like, they gave me like 403. I'm like, I don't see that.
That's not the one.
But yeah, I'm definitely going to go with the New Balance as well. They're super nice.
Yes.
If there's like a little bit nicer colorway that comes out, they might have to come home.
Yes.
Come home to Steady Daddy.
I wanted to bring up just real quick. You got your dad Vomeros.
Yes, for Father's Day, Vomero 5.
And the color you chose was fire. Was there a shoe you were saying you wanted to get him? That you were saying?
No.
Or was he the one saying he wanted to have a New Balance?
He wants a New Balance.
Yes.
I don't know what model it is, but he says they don't make it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to try and look into that a little bit.
It's the New Balance Roman numeral.
The New Balance Zero.
XLI.
The negative one. But yeah, so he wants a pair of New Balances that he thinks they don't make anymore. But maybe they make them still. You never know.
Paul, challenge accepted. Accepted.
Sure, sure. I think he didn't challenge. Actually accept it. I think he's ducking it.
I'm scared to do it. The challenge.
Challenge
accepted. Challenge accepted. I will look it up. Well, we obviously have to figure out what it is.
Got to figure out the model. But yeah, he was recommended a pair of, to try some Vomeros, and he's been wearing them. They look super good. I was.
Oh, he has them already.
Yeah, cool. He has them. He's worn them. He said he liked it. Times. Yeah, he says that they're comfy.
He's running around super big right now. He's all in, like, super in shape.
He said that he's, yeah, he really likes them, but they look good. I was like not really sure how they were gonna look. Yeah. Just based on the website photo, I'm like, man, these look nice. Like, they look super good.
Bronny is a huge supporter of the Vomeros, as is LeBron. PJ Tucker, shout out PJ. I feel like we haven't spoken about him in a while. Also said he loves the Vomeros. So, co-signed from some of the shoe goats.
Some heat.
Yes.
But thank you for copying and dropping.
Thank you for creating and throwing onto the TV.
That's what I do. That's what they call me. The creator daddy.
The creator daddy.
Now let's talk about some heaters.
On
them feeders.
Let's do it.
First up, we've got two-time NBA champion, Drew Holiday.
Also, LA guy.
I know. I thought you were hooking horns for a second there. I'm like, that's a little weird.
Hook 'em horns? First of all, how fire is that pair, bro?
I know. I don't want it to be, but it's like pretty sick.
I hate the team, but, you know.
And these are the GT Cut 3.
No, Wolverine.
The GT Wolverines.
Michigan
Wolverines.
But no, the GT Cut 3, to me, is a beautiful model.
It's a great model.
And we say it all the time, when you have a great model, you basically can put any color on it, it'll look good. They did the color blocking perfect with the green and the black with the white. But also the front, as you can see, I think that's a kind of like a stitched material.
Yeah.
Kind of looks like it's like fading from a gray type of shade.
He had an away pair that was like all black with just touches of green that I didn't think were as good. This color blocking, I think, is a lot better.
Yeah. Pretty safe to say, I think, out of all the Celtics players of this year, this is probably the one we like the most.
The most likable.
Yes.
Consistently, I think, underrated too. I mean, clearly, look at the Bucks.
Does it all for his team that he's on.
Yeah, unsung hero. This was from Game 5. Celtics won 106-88, and Drew had himself a pretty good game. Man, 15 points, 11 rebounds, 4 assists, a block, 2 turnovers, and only 3 fouls on 7-14 shooting. Tatum had 31 points, 8 rebounds, and 11 assists, and he is just the 31st player in NBA Finals history to have a 30 and 10 assist game.
Wow.
So that's pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah, that means there's been one like
cool stat.
Like just under 50% of the finals, there's been a game like this, so that's pretty cool. Jaylen Brown, of course, took home Finals MVP. He averaged on the series 20.8 points, 5.4 rebounds, and 5 assists. So I'd be curious to put that up to other Finals MVP winners.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem that crazy. I think he played really well.
It doesn't. In a way, it was almost kind of quiet, the way he played. Jason, like, he almost didn't notice that.
I feel like his game has kind of quieted down.
Yeah.
Maybe just compared to Tatum's. Because even, you know, you remember, I think Tatum's first year in that playoffs.
Yeah.
He dunked on LeBron.
Flex.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so I feel like, you know, maybe Tatum's game has always been a bit louder.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I agree. Quietly efficient series from Jaylen Brown.
You need a guy like that. He's almost like a leader, too.
Yeah. No, right? I think he's definitely leading, even if he's not being very vocal about it, but he's leading.
And we were talking about it briefly with some people at work, at how Milwaukee traded him to the Blazers, which was a mistake that we feel was a mistake. And then almost like while he was on the Blazers, up for the taking, you know, just, and then the Celtics were like, all right, we'll trade for him.
Got him.
Like they made that a priority. What a great move, man.
The Celtics made some crazy moves.
Him and Derek White were the best.
Working the trade for Porzingis.
That awesome too.
Which I think Porzingis is a little overrated personally, but obviously he's still very good. But the Drew Holiday move, man, you sent away Robert Williams, who I know
both Williams, really.
Yeah, I know, and I know the Celtics fans really liked him, but man, what a great move for them. And definitely, like, I don't know. I still feel like at the time, at least, I definitely thought moving Drew for Dame was a good move.
Yeah. Like, you're getting the better guy. I knew
it was going to hurt their defense a lot.
Yeah.
I thought that Chris Middleton and Giannis and Brooke could pick up the slack enough.
Right, the rest of the team.
I was hoping that Dame would buy in, and obviously his defense never really played out.
And what happened, happened.
I wonder if they would take it back. If you ask them, like, hey, you, like, before they made the trade, like, yeah, you can get Dame, and you can send out Drew, but Drew's going to the Celtics, if they would still do it. Because that's, like, that was their biggest rival.
It's like, yeah, it's like sending, like, the Mookie Betts to the Giants or something.
Yeah,
like the
Padres. Exactly.
It's like, no, why?
And it's just gonna hurt to do that inadvertently. To think you made this huge trade and then to have the Celtics come in and pick up your scraps. Whoo!
And what a very good scrap he is.
But yeah, that's gotta hurt if you're the Bucks to see.
Definitely.
To see that you traded this guy and then he gets traded to your biggest rival. That's like, cannot feel good.
What bothers me is that he was on the Blazers and was probably, any team could have offered something and he could have went there. Lakers, what did you do?
Who knows? I mean, I feel like there was rumors that they put in an offer, but I don't think it was very good. I think it was like, I don't even think D'Lo was in it. I think it was like some
low ball.
Yeah.
Shout out Drew.
Shout out Drew.
LA legend really now.
Yeah.
UCLA and a killer.
Next up, we've got a back-to-back appearance for the podcast. I'm not sure if that's happened before.
Ooh.
Angel Reese,
yes.
Who is been rocking the Reebok Solution during her first season in the WNBA, and this time...
Oh, yeah, that's right. We talked about her cool pair last time.
And this is another cool collab she's got. I feel like a frequent collab of shoes, oddly enough, and it's a Joker pair. Here's a close-up look.
Oh, so cool.
Little purple, little
nice
green.
Nice find, dude.
The red accent. Pretty cool.
I love it. I always love Joker themed. He's my favorite DC villain.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Kobe's shoes have a Joker themed shoe. He has one shoe that's Joker themed. That one is done well. It could look like a LaMelo kind of, you know, if you do it wrong. But
yeah.
That one looks pretty good.
Yeah, no, this is pretty nice. I'm not crazy about it. I feel like a lot of the times for me personally, when I see the Joker shoes, I think the red is a little overdone.
Mm-hmm. It's not really red.
I mean, it's more of it's a like purple iconic, and green. You know, like his lipstick and stuff.
Yes.
But like, I don't know. I feel like that could always be like, I don't know, make the laces red.
Yeah.
Make the lining red.
Right.
Something like that.
Something not too crazy, yeah.
But I thought this was a pretty cool player edition. And yeah, like we talked about last week, she's got some crazy PEs this mm-hmm. the past few weeks, really. And she broke some history in this game. This was against the Fever. The Sky ended up losing 83-91. And she had 11 points, 13 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals, a block, a turnover, and 5 fouls on 4 of 13 shooting. And I believe that this gave her her 6th straight double-double.
Nice.
Which tied Tina Charles' record. And then she broke it recently with 7. So she's the longest double-double streak for a rookie in WNBA history. So
awesome.
Pretty cool.
I love her drive. You people can hate on her as much as they want to because of how she talks about Caitlin or other players and how she is or whatever, but I like that you can see that she wants to prove people wrong.
She can't help herself in talking about Caitlin.
But she will.
And I get it. It's probably annoying to have because people are probably asking her all the time.
For sure. For sure.
But they got a fun little rivalry type thing kind of going on.
Yeah.
In this game, Caitlin Clark had 23 points, 8 rebounds, and 9 assists with 2 blocks and 5 turnovers. So pretty good game. Aaliyah Boston had 19 points and 14 rebounds for the Fever. And just a touchback on the double-double thing. Currently this year, De'Erica Hamby is leading the WNBA in double-doubles.
How many?
She had 11 as of Thursday.
Yeah. I think
I think
double doubles get overlooked sometimes. I don't think I've ever had a double double in my life.
I usually get a double in double and out. Like I once get a out month. Of here. Usually once a month. I get a 7-Up though.
Yeah.
No Coke when I get my double double.
Very, very good.
Thank you.
I've had minor offensive explosions. I've had a good assist games, but I don't think I've ever had like a double double in my career, at least.
I don't
career.
Even know.
In the NBA.
Yeah, those few years you played in the NBA
for the Eagle Rock Eagles.
I don't know if I've had a double double. I was tall,
but
I
it's tough, right? But
yeah, man, it's hard.
Even to average 10 and 10 is not,
that's crazy.
Not
yeah,
an easy easy feat.
Nothing to shake a stick at. That's what
maybe your stick.
Whoa,
whoa.
Next up, we've got a pretty nice pair that I don't think we've ever talked about on the podcast or at home.
It's always
where we live together.
Don't bring that up.
Oh, personal.
The always down for a first though.
You know, we've got and a, not a brand. We talk about that often. We got Brianna Stewart, and she's in her signature shoe, the Stewie 3. She's on her.
That's what it is. I'll say. What did they call her? Stewie.
Stewie. Yeah, she's on her third model here. They're pretty nice. Let me get a close up. This is a PE.
Super cool.
They're not.
I like the. I love the blue and silver, kind of like
yeah, a, it's a cool colorway.
Almost like the Lions colors, but I like that.
It's not, it's like, there's definitely some crazy stuff going on, but I actually think it works pretty well.
Yeah.
Kind of all concentrated to the lower part of the shoe here as well.
Like a Puma?
Yeah, it is, well, it is.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
But yeah, the Puma basketball shoes usually seem to be pretty crazy, but this is, I think, a lot more toned down than, like, LaMelo's.
Definitely toned down like the LaMelo's, but I will say that the shape does remind me of one of the LaMelo's.
And the shape looks, I think, a lot similar to Scoot.
Yes. Oh, yes, there you go, yeah. like the Cheetos.
Yes.
The sole and the print on the sole reminds me of definitely obviously of the LaMelo's too, but also of a old Kyrie, I think the 3s or 4s.
Oh, yeah, we've talked about this before.
Yes, the SpongeBob one
shoe, yeah,
reminds me of that, but again I like them, and that's a good combo. I always said, like I said, the blue and the gray or silver if you want.
This was against the Sparks this past Thursday. Liberty won 93-80. Stewie had 17 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, a steal, 3 blocks, and 3 turnovers with a foul on 6 of 13 shooting, mm-hmm. which is pretty dang good. But you know what? She let Sabrina do her thing that night because Sabrina had 31 points, 9 assists on 11 of 19 from the field and 6 of 11 from downtown.
What a cool duo, right? Sabs and Stewie.
Great duo.
Top. Maybe one of the top duos.
Easily.
With Aja and Kelsey, would you put them two as the two? Or?
Maybe
Aja and
Jackie Young, I think, maybe.
Okay. She
might
like
be
the,
a little better than Kelsey
CBG
Plum.
On there?
Yeah, I believe she gets the buckets. But yeah, the Liberty, I mean, it's the Sun are, I think, still have the best record in the WNBA, mm-hmm. but the Liberty are so good.
They're
and
just,
these
yeah,
two
they're great.
Are just killer.
Yeah.
The Stewie 3 is her most recent model. It released in April, so a pretty recent release, but it's sold out on the Puma website, but yeah. I still think other retailers like Dick's and Foot Locker still have pairs available.
Yeah.
It's a nice shoe. I think it's a really nice looking shoe.
Yeah. I mean, summer basketball is in full swing.
Just here. Just arrived. If you want to
melt
the
parks,
out the
all
park,
the parks. You will not be able to play in the morning
you
anymore.
You have to finish at 10 a.m.
Yes, that's true. Do you like them?
Yeah, I really like this pair.
I like
yeah,
them too. Really I would cool. definitely ball in those.
I think so too. I mean, they're not, like I said, they're not too crazy for me.
Yeah,
but I really like the shape. So
super.
I think they're super nice.
How about the logo up there?
Pretty cool. I'm trying to think of like there's something else going on because it's Brianna Stewart. So like maybe it's a B. But
kind of
like,
looks like a handrail.
Yeah, it does.
Like the first
two handrails together. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not really sure. It's fine. It's nothing like...
It doesn't bother me. I like it.
Yeah.
Overall, good. A really
overall,
good shoe.
Okay. it's a nice shoe. I am a fan.
Shout out to Stewie. Not from Family Guy, but also him.
also Brian.
I like Brian. Who's your favorite Family Guy character?
Brian. Brian. I don't really watch Family Brian's Guy that funny, much, yeah. But Brian's best. Yeah. Brian's,
you like Quagmire.
I love... Excuse me.
The old guy. He's the creeper.
Call me.
The Griffin boy's gone missing.
But that's all I got.
July 12, I believe, is Summer League. Can we look up when the NBA draft is?
NBA draft? Oh, yeah. It's got to be coming up.
That's coming up soon.
Have they done the...
The lottery?
Yeah, of course they have.
They did. It's the Hawks.
Yes. Yeah, of course.
First. But I'm bringing up the draft because I know that's before Summer League.
When is it's this this Wednesday. It's
it's Wednesday just already?
A few days, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So it's coming right on up.
A lot of interesting storylines for the draft. Obviously, where is Bronny going to go, right? Who's going to go first? That's a huge question, too.
You know, I think there's been a lot of flack on this draft class about being kind of boring or, like, not very good. And to be honest, I really don't know a lot of the players that are ranked at the top of the class.
Yes.
But I do think the Bronny situation is going to be...
Interesting.
Super interesting. It's like, you know, people are hyping it up and people are getting annoyed because it's getting hyped up because really Bronny probably is not going to be amazing in the NBA.
Yeah.
But it's like nothing like this has happened. It's just so interesting.
Yeah.
To see a player that probably isn't even NBA ready, mm-hmm. but is also probably going to get picked mm-hmm. because of his connections.
Because of his dad.
Yeah.
And there's no other draftee whose father is this large had this much attention.
Which even if, you know, even if let's say, like, let's say Jordan's kids were actually good enough to make it into the NBA. He wasn't playing anymore. That's, mm-hmm. I think, that's the craziest part of the whole thing is that LeBron is still playing and is still really good. Mm-hmm. So
playing at a high level.
At a very high level, yeah. It's mm-hmm. it's such a weird situation. I'm very curious to see how it shakes out. Because there's some people that are like, oh, this team is looking to take him late in the first. And mm-hmm. then there's other teams that are like, we're going to use our 56th mm-hmm. overall pick on mm-hmm. him. And it's just weird. It's just like I don't think anyone knows where to peg him. He should be probably like a two-way guy. But
yeah.
We'll see.
We'll see how it goes. You know. A lot of the NBA players and the analysts have different thoughts on it. Like PG said on his podcast that he could be an elite guy, but on certain things, you know what I mean.
I think he compared him to Drew Holiday.
Yeah,
actually.
No. It's like a little slow down. I don't know
about that.
Slow down, Paul George. But yeah, summer league's coming up, draft's coming up. NBA offseason is underway. We already saw Caruso get traded for Josh Giddey.
Yep, good move.
Which was a great move. I think the Thunder will benefit from that huge.
I forgot that he played on the Thunder in his first few years.
For a second, yeah.
Yeah, like I think he was a G League two-way guy. He mm-hmm. got called up for like a game or two or something like that. So
Someone put him in a OKC uniform and then next to him put a picture of Elmer Fudd from Space Jam.
Yes.
I was like, don't do my guy Caruso dirty like that.
That's hilarious. But
that's
hilarious. That is hilarious.
Yeah. But yes, there all those things. It's 5 million degrees in LA. Summer has finally hit. We are in the dog days of summer for baseball.
Oh yeah.
Off season workouts for football is just about to end. Like you said, Stanley Cup Finals will
we'll have. They're at 5 p.m. today from when this airs.
Yeah, so we'll see.
Eventually, we will all know who the champion is.
Yes. And in the world of sports, I think that's it. For shoes, lots of stuff coming out in July and August. We will obviously have those covered for you. And some surprises, maybe.
Whoa.
We'll see. Comment down below if you like any of the shoes that you saw on here today. If you have any of them, send us pictures. Let us know if you want me and Julie to buy any of these shoes.
We will.
Send it to the Cash App. But
only Party Corner does.
Party,
you guys,
Party Corner.
That's the price for partying. You got to pay to party. Yep. You guys, you're good.
That's right. How old are you, old enough? To what? To party.
All right, McLovin.
Okay, McLovin. But thank you guys for watching. That was 5-1. We will see you guys next week, and we will catch you on the flippity floppity.
That was weak. We are wearing shoes.
We have the check.